This is NASCAR Performance Live. Now back to Larry McReynolds and Steve Post.
Well, we love opportunities for race fans to get rolled up into this sport, and Molly Cleva is giving fans the chance to get rolled up in this sport. They're, of course, one of our great sponsors here. They have their second annual Molly Cleva Champion Technicians Contest. This is designed to honor the skills and experience of engine technicians and specialists nationwide. And there's an essay contest. Winner going to be determined. Now listen to this. Wins a VIP trip to the 2012 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Week in Las Vegas. So you can check that out at championtechnician.mollyclevite.com. And we have joining us last year's winner, the inaugural year winner, Dave Arce from Santee, California, which is somewhere near El Cajon, I believe, out there where Jimmy Johnson is from. And Dave, welcome to the show. Good to chat with you here on NASCAR Performance Live.
Same here, and thank you very much for having me on the show, and you're exactly right. We're just slightly north by a couple of miles from where Jimmy Johnson grew up in El Cajon, California. Matter of fact, my business is based here in El Cajon.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Okay, so last year you won the Molly Clevite Technician Contest. How did you win it? How did that all work for you?
Well, what happened is my local rep from Molly Clevite came by and said, hey, Dave, you might want to, you know, enter in this contest. So I kind of looked at it and kind of kicked it off to the side. And my graduating daughter from SDSU got a hold of it and said, hey, I'm going to nominate you this. And the criteria was to write a 250-word essay about your passion about engine building and racing and that type of thing. And she did so. And I was the fortunate one out of all the people out there to be chosen.
Dave, you had such a busy weekend out there in Las Vegas last December. You were there for 3 days and three nights, and I was reading where you had dinner with Doug Yates. You did the NASCAR victory lap, after the lap, the awards banquet. What was truly your favorite event? Maybe being an engine builder, I think I probably know, but go ahead and tell us.
You know what, Larry? You're absolutely right. I know exactly what you're thinking, and you're right. I had the opportunity to have dinner with the engine builder of the year, which wind up being Doug Yates. And it was a pretty intimate dinner. There was only eight of us. There was my wife and I and Doug and the marketing manager from Molly Clevite, Ted Hughes, which is a wonderful guy. And Doug and I had an opportunity to talk about the economy, how it affects him, how it affects me, which wind up not being that different, as well as, you know, talking about some oils, what we use in our engines, what he uses his engines, and so forth. But the biggest thing about the whole thing, Larry, was that when the dinner was all said and done, we got outside the restaurant and so forth, and Doug kind of pulled me aside, and something fantastic happened to me, and that was that he invited me back to his 50,000-square-foot FR9 plant. It was fabulous.
Wow. Dave, I was reading your bio, and I found it so interesting. Obviously, you're very busy. You've got your California-based RC engines. You also are a competitor in the Lucas Oil Modified Racing Series. But I found it interesting that your first career really had nothing to do at all with automotives.
That's correct. I went to high school out here, and at that time, Larry, probably well as you know, it was very vocational at that time, nothing like what we have today. But I was in electronics, and I was very thorough with that. I went 4 years with three-hour blocks in the electronics industry, and I wind up in aerospace. So I spent about 14 years in aerospace. Space working for a company called Loral, which still exists today, and so that's what my professional training was in. But I had a side passion for engines, and it all started when I needed a vehicle when I was a kid, and that's where I started learning. It was kind of second nature to me. It was just very odd, you know. Now that I think back, that I picked up on it so well and so easily. So it was quite an experience.
That is absolutely amazing, and I think you answered this when you said you had dinner with Doug Yates and you got a chance to got invited to the FR9 plant, because I get a chance once in a while to walk into Doug's shop, and I'm not an engine builder. I cannot imagine the eyeball you got full of it. But why would you, there's engine builders all across America, why would you recommend that they enter this contest just to have that experience like you did?
Well, you know, I've been fairly successful in a lot of things that I've done. I've been very fortunate. And, you know, all of us can gain all that success, but there's always one thing in your life that you're always short on. And I'll tell you, what Mala Clevite put together for me in this program and the encouragement that I have for other people to get involved in this contest and try and win it, it's just they put you on another level, able to talk to gentlemen like you, Steve, and Larry. And I met a lot of other people, especially engine builder guys like Jeff Andrews and Andy Randolph. I got to meet those guys as well when we were at Charlotte and so forth. And it just went on and on and on and snowballed. And it's just been fabulous. I mean, people have got to get involved in this thing. And Mala is a big part of not only what I do, but what the sport is all about. You know, they got their stickers on the front of the car there, and they have an excellent product. And I guarantee you, as well as myself, as well as the Cup guys, we can't live without them and their bearings and their other components that they make for these things. So.
Yeah, they are. They're fantastic. And so why would you recommend it? I think the phrase kid in a candy store may be it, because sounds like that's the experience you got. Dave, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win last year. Glad it was a great experience for you. And thanks for joining us here tonight on NASCAR Performance Live.
Okay, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
And that is Dave Arce, owner of Arce Engines in El Cajon, California. Now, if you know or are an engine technician or specialist who demonstrates passion, talent, and forward-thinking mindset that exemplifies the champion in every aspect, visit championtechnician.mollyclevite.com, and you can be the Dave Arce of this year, winning the trip to the 2012 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Champions Week, and the contest runs through November 2nd. So that's a great, great program that they do there. Really, really neat stuff. Neat stuff, Larry, all of the different parts and pieces. I think we've seen this with our crew member spotlight, but then we see it with our sponsors. And there are guys working in engine shops in every town in America, and how this works back and forth with NASCAR and engine shops across America.
Well, I think it's the same principles as passenger cars, you know, bleeding back and forth,
right,
between actual race cars. And, you know, the Mala Clevite engine folks, the parts they make, to know what kind of vigorous heat and all the things they go through, I think we take those parts for granted so much, whether it's a local short track racer or an engine that's going to run 500 miles at Talladega on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We don't talk about them a lot. And, you know, you look at all of the successful engines that complete all the races. It's an amazing number that we have in our sport. And a lot of it is because of the great parts, like the Mala Clevite parts that are contained in the engines that we have there. We need to step away. When we come back, the point leading crew chief for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, Marcus Richmond, he joins us next.
From Red Byron in 1948 to Tony Stewart in 2008.